Welcome back. We're solid conservative and just plain right. This is Lee from Huntsville. I am in for Phil. And just, we're having a really good time talking. We just finished up Title IX in Trouble. Although I think Amy called when I was on the phone with Dee. And if she'd like to call back in, I'll jump back into that first dipper. But I'm on to time for term limits. Although I do want to mention a couple of really funny text. Wes from Huntsville put a bunch of trans men in women's beauty contests so we can finally rename the Miss Universe contest. I vote to name it the Battle of the Bulge.
No.
All right, Wes, comedian. I just think it's that is really funny.
Wow.
Yes. And, you know, it's. I find also that Darlene from Decatur, excellent comment. The trans movement all boils down to covetousness. The 10th commandment, they're coveting. Mm-hmm. So a man's coveting what a woman has. Yeah. It's a very interesting take, and I hadn't thought of that. What do you think?
I mean, right. I haven't thought of it that way.
But yes.
They're coveting something.
Yes, for real. Although I look at Dylan Mulvaney, that's why I know he's a grifter, is because, yeah, he's got the great hair and the makeup and the nails and the clothes or whatnot, but he ain't committed.
No.
There are no boobs. There's nothing going on down there that's different. He is just a thin gay man, if you ask me, who likes to dress as a woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
And steal luggage.
Okay, then it's a free country. Yeah. No, he's not the one that steals luggage.
Oh, he's not the one that steals luggage.
No, I'm talking about the Bud
guy.
Light.
Yes. You're talking about the Bud Light guy.
Yes. That guy, too, though.
They're all confusing to me. I don't know.
The luggage thief guy.
Didn't you say that Dylan Mulvaney he's charging $40,000 right now just to go speak somewhere?
About what? Being a woman?
About being...
For a year?
Being, quotation marks, a woman.
Well, you know, I've been a woman for a long time, and no one has ever asked me, you know, to give a $40,000 speech. I will
you
give
should
one.
You should start marking
Anyone
it.
Wants to marking. Call me.
Come on, mark it.
I will
market
be happy it. To do so. I can tell you all about being a woman from beginning to where I am now. But yeah, keep these texts coming, guys. You are making me really laugh out loud, especially Wes. I think we should officially now rename the Miss Universe pageant. You've won. Up, looks like I have got a call. Want to go ahead and send him my way, Boomer? Hi there.
Amy from Rainbow City.
Hey, Lee. This is Amy from Rainbow City.
Hi.
Hey, I wanted to tell you you're doing a great job. I'm enjoying listening to you. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm doing my best.
Yes, you are. You're doing great. I did want to say I'm so glad Alabama passed the law preventing transgenders from competing, but I was so surprised that What Is a Woman Act that Susan DeBose had put forth, It made it through the committee and never made it on the floor for a vote when Alabama has a supermajority Republican party.
Yeah, so that's going to be my third dipper. You've named it. My third dipper is going to be local, regional, state politics and how we can get more involved. And my main question is going to be why aren't things moving faster through? We should be able to get anything through. We have a supermajority. What in the world is stopping us?
And I did notice at the committee meeting, there were like 20 or 30 transgenders who were there to speak, and they were biologists and aerospace engineers, and the transgender committee, there were so many people there. There was one person to speak on behalf of passing What Is the Woman Act.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, with the churches and the people we have that support that in Alabama, it should be packed. So
I agree.
Thank you, and I'll be looking forward to listening to your third dipper.
Absolutely. To listen in, because I'm going to have a few things to say. So
great. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks for calling, Amy. We'll be right back and gonna have some more conversations about this politics and how old is too old. Be right back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Lee from Huntsville in for Phil Williams. And I'm filling in the Right Side studio, local, state, national, all of the issues, solid conservative and just plain right.
And you're doing a great job. This is fun.
Yeah, it's just going so much faster than I thought.
It does. It goes really fast when you're out here talking, right?
Yes. And you know, one of the things I noticed up on the screen is that when we're right in the middle of this time for term limits, and I just see where Dianne Feinstein had to be taken to the hospital for a fall. This poor woman, 90 years old.
And didn't she just, her daughter that now has a power of attorney?
Yes, but yet she's still making decisions.
Right.
And she's the one where she's sitting there trying to vote, and her aides are saying, just say aye.
Just say aye. She doesn't know where she is.
And she then starts talking, and they're like, just say aye. They're like trying to shut her up. It's embarrassing and sad for our country that this is. What's her family doing?
And it's also embarrassing for the people that voted her in.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
I mean, is this a representation they wanted?
Right. I mean, Jeff Poor a few weeks ago had a good point. He said, you know, it's if you're going to have the term limits or you're going to have a cognitive test or anything like that, no, he would say no to it because if they're stupid enough to vote him in, then that's on them.
I mean, yes.
That's what he was saying.
Elections have consequences. That's mm-hmm. true. But at the same time, I have to wonder about her family. They're mm-hmm. okay with just letting her flounder like that and letting her be in that type of stressful environment when she's obviously needs to, be home and with her family.
Right.
Don't these people have anything to go home to? I don't want to be doing something like that when I'm that age.
It almost defines them. And so they don't want to give it up.
Wow. You must be desperate to hold on to power if you're 90 years old and don't even know where you are half the time, or your family is. But it's money making.
Yeah.
All right. So I got a call.
You do.
I do. It looks like it's Jeff from Indiana.
Yeah.
Oh, and you're in Alabama right now?
Yep. I'm still in the state, getting ready to pass the rocket, heading north.
Oh, is it still there? Or have they gotten it all dismantled?
They got the engines off of it, and that's about it. They're leaving it alone for right now, but if you want to go see it, you might want to go see it before it does come down.
Well, I thought roughly Ann might have glued herself to it, and, she threatened. Wasn't sure. So tell me some ideas about term limits. What do you think?
We have to have term limits because, basically, we live in a country that more and more is becoming evident that the people who are out there voting are not intelligent enough to self-govern.
Mm.
And I know that sounds dictatorial, but when you go around, campus reform goes around and talking to these college students and stuff, that some of them, I think they should be going back to the second and third grade instead of going to college because they can't answer simple questions that a third grader could answer.
I see that all the time. Like, if you watch some of the YouTube videos, there's a guy out there that just says yes to any answer, and he's hysterical. And he'll ask them very simple questions that they don't know, that they give stupid answers to, and then he goes, yes, and he just keeps moving. And they celebrate like they've done something, and it's in their ignorance is on full display.
Yeah, I mean, literally, they, ask who's the first president, and they have no idea. And these are college kids, going to college and stuff. And if you don't know who the first president was, you don't have any business going to college.
I totally agree. Did you see where Vivek Ramaswamy said that he felt every high school student should have to take a civics exam, or every voter, every new citizen? The new citizens have to take civics exams, but he said everyone should have to take a civics exam before they vote, get out of high school, and they should be able to answer all of those questions. I mean, I weep for society when someone doesn't know who the first president is, for God's sake. How can you live life and not know that?
Well, our society has become so dumbed down and lazy and everything else. I mean, like right now, if businesses can't find anybody to work because they've been coddled and these kids are sitting around playing games in their parents' basement because the government's paying for them to do this stuff and everything. I guess probably they're smarter than I am because I'm out here working 70 hours a week and I'm not smart enough to figure out how to get on the government dole and sit around in the basement and watch playing games.
You know, free money is addictive. And not having to work hard is addictive. I mean, it just is. It's in our human nature to be a little lazy, I think. And we have to get to our better selves to want to put in a hard day's work. But when it's not expected or encouraged or glorified hard work, then you end up with kids who want to, you know, hang out and play in their parents' basement.
Yeah, something's got to be done sooner or later. This country basically is going to self-destruct unless we get some of the people out of there that's in there now.
Agreed.
I mean, literally, they talk about the national debt and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're basically the poorest nation on the face of the planet right now because no other nation is as deep as debt as what we are.
That is true. Even considering how much money our economy generates, we're still so far in the hole. But someone put out a meme and it said, I wonder how many countries tax their people to send money to the U.S. And I just had to laugh at that because I'm like, no one. But thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in. I hope I'm doing the show justice. Thanks for being a great listener.
You are doing the show justice. In fact, I look forward to your show. It'll be the show you'll be on here for long. I'm sure.
Well, we'll see about that. I don't know. This is the first time I've ever done this. So I'm winging it.
You're good enough.
Well, thank you. Well, you drive safe, and we appreciate our country wouldn't live without people like you. So, drive safe.
And anybody who's in the north part of Alabama right now, it's the weather here is really rough right now. So be cautious.
Oh yeah, that's right. I meant to mention be weather aware because I heard it was coming in. So definitely drive safe then.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. I think what Jeff is saying is true, and I think that we suffer from a lack of knowledge as a country. I don't know if you agree, Boomer, but I think our younger folks are they're teaching a lot of social justice instead of facts, math, reading, writing.
Well, that could be a whole other dipper.
Yeah, it could really
be. What is going on in schools? What are they actually teaching and what they should be teaching? I know I've personally even gotten into conversations with friends and other people just about what should be taught in school versus what should not. So
true.
And then what are they actually learning? If they can't tell you who the first president is, that's kind of sad. Or the current president. That's pretty bad too.
A lot of times it's just social promotion. They're just moving them up because they have to move them up and out. You can't have somebody 16 years old in middle school. They got to keep moving them up. And once you hit 19 years old, I think you're done after that in high school. So I think a lot of times they slip through the cracks.
Mm.
But I have to mention this one text.
Oh yeah, go
from Jeremy from Huntsville. It says, talking about when Dee mentioned competency, he said, "You base it on competency. AOC's out of there. Kamala Harris too." Jeremy, you hit that on the head right there.
Raven from Russellville said, "Nothing is free. There's always a cost. We should teach our children that."
Amen. 100%. I think that I found an interesting quote. So in an article entitled "The Founding Fathers Never Intended Professional Politicians to Run America." And the quote here is, "When plunder becomes a way of life, men create for themselves a legal system that authorizes it and a moral code that glorifies it." Frederick Bastiat.
Mm.
That's powerful.
Wow.
So, yeah. I mean, when men intend to plunder, and I think that's what they're doing right now, plunder is a good word for it. When you look at the Hunter Biden situation, when you look at just how... And he's certainly not the only one on the board of these energy companies.
Right.
A few of them had relatives, Democrat and Republican, had relatives on boards in the Ukraine. Ukraine was kind of a slush fund a bit for American politicians.
Mm.
And also money laundering, to put money through and to get it back. It's really disgusting how that country was used, and it was just known for corruption. So the fact that, why do you think every single politician has that flag, that Ukraine flag, and they're all Republican and Democrat, we must do this, we must fight for this, we must give them money. Why do you think that is? Because there's a lot of people that are going, why are we spending that much money? You know, we actually have given Ukraine more money than Russia spends on their military. Yeah. I mean, when you look at that and you stop and think about it and you say, why? I understand. I want Ukraine to win. I don't want, I look at Russia as a bully, but I think that you come to the table and you negotiate something. They never had to get into this war.
It should be you come to the table and negotiate something. You should also have a set, all right, this is what we're doing for you. This is what we're going to help with, instead of, yeah, we'll give you this much. And then 3 months later, oh yeah, we'll give you this much. We'll do this. We'll give you that. I mean, that's a little...
But we need accountability. There's like
exactly.
No accountability.
The accountability is not there.
It's like pouring money into a black hole. So I feel like that, again, term limits. But are we going to be able to get these people to vote against their own best interest, which is term limits?
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be back in just a minute. And coming up at the top of the hour, 4 p.m., going to have the Grand Council.
The
I can't
Grand
wait.
Grand Council.
I'm excited.
All right. Here we go.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Lee from Huntsville N4, Phil Williams. Like the dude said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. I've gotten some great texts. I don't even know where to begin here. John from Huntsville says, who's the current president? That's easy. It's Donald Trump. Awesome, dude. I really enjoy listening to Steven Crowder, and he always calls him former vice president. Not Donald Trump, but Biden. He calls him former Vice President Joe Biden. And that's kind of how I feel as well. Marcus from Huntsville, everything in life will cost you money, privacy, security, or freedom. I personally prefer to pay for things. Amen. Because if you're getting something for free, you're the product. They're selling your information. So nothing is ever truly free, people. And Mike from Athens, good thing we are funneling billions to Ukraine and they aren't corrupt anymore, with a crying, laughing face. Yes, Mike, good thing, good thing. Thank you, Crystal from Moulton, saying I'm nailing it right now. And she said, wow, just started listening. Awesome. I think that getting a lot of praise, and I appreciate that, guys, because I worked really hard and did tons of prep. I have no idea how Phil does this every single day. Boomer, it must be the lawyer in him. What do you think?
I think it is. He's so, he just loves preparing. I think that's what he does all day long. He just prepares. Just prepares for everything.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I still on the second dipper, term limits. I think it's tough to expect people to act against their own best interest, which would be to vote in term limits. But I'll tell you this, folks, if there were enough of us, and there are, it's just we have to wake up and start getting active and start getting vocal. There shouldn't be 15 transgender people down in the state house talking about, fighting a bill and one, you know, person representing women. That shouldn't happen. I feel as if we should be getting more involved in that sort of thing. That's going to be my third dipper. But people are making decisions for you right now. These people need to know that you're paying attention to them, that you are watching what they're voting for, watching what they are doing, how they're enriching themselves. Joe Biden's sucked at the public teat for 50 years. The man has never had to do a payroll. He's never had to lead a business. He has not had to pay someone else, really. He is... And I know a lot of people say, well, being in office, being a public servant is a job. Yes, but it's the only job where you can go in relatively unknown and a little bit on the poorer side and come out a multi-millionaire. They don't have, they don't fear the public. And if they knew that we were all standing right outside their door going, are you going to vote term limits? Because if you're not, we're voting you out next election. And if there was an, they spend money on ads, they spend money on, you know, they spend money with lobbyists. They try to grease the skids, if you will, if I'm making sense, Boomer. You know, they're trying to keep themselves in office. Their whole goal every time they get elected is to then turn around and get elected again. And they have a high success rate.
They do. And honestly, the goal shouldn't be to get reelected again. The goal should be serving your country.
Yes, absolutely. And to do things in the best interest of the people.
Absolutely.
In your state, in your representative region. But usually it's what's best for me. How can I enrich myself? How can I get my kids on boards? How can I get, you know, my brother in money-making ventures? How can I mean, Joe Biden had his whole entire family lined up getting paid on, you know, LLCs. And I mean, but that's just one. Mm. If people think Joe Biden is the only one, they are so mistaken.
That's very true.
It is the majority, and I mean any party. This is uniparty issue here. They are enriching themselves instead of doing the people's business. And that's just not what our founding fathers intended. They didn't intend that, and there's too much power for these people and too few consequences.
And that's what you said earlier was they did not intend for a professional politician.
No, they did not. And I also think that, I mean, when I've got an article here from, and this is funny, Al Jazeera. Yes, Al Jazeera.
Wow.
It's not often that I say those words. But the U.S. doesn't need age limits. It needs term limits. And it says introducing carefully thought out term limits to Congress can help solve the issues that come from an aging political class while addressing other issues in American politics. And I have to agree with that. They need to have a competency test. They just do. They need to have term limits. I think two Senate terms, or that's 12 years total, is plenty. And you would not have people building these giant coalitions and these war chests of, you know, millions upon millions upon millions to spend on advertising and vote buying, essentially, is what it is. And I think if you were coming up there knowing you're this citizen politician, which is what they did in the beginning, these were farmers, these were, you know, attorneys, these were typically landowners in the very beginning and eventually morphed into more the everyday folk. But these people were going up there to serve a term, and then they weren't paid very much. They certainly weren't given fantastic benefits and $175,000 and, you know, per year, even though, granted, that's not much. You probably have to pay that to live in D.C. But they were going there to serve, and they spend their time, and then they went back home to make money for their family. It was actually a commitment and sometimes a detriment for those folks to actually go and serve. So it's turned into something completely different. And I have to agree that maybe term limits rather than any age limit, but cognitive tests would solve a lot of our issues. And I mean, we already have it for president. We have a two-term maximum limit for president. If we've got it for the highest position in the land, why should the others be exempt? Money making. That's why I think. And I also believe that once they leave, a lot of them go into lobbying positions. They go into other money making ventures. You should not go to government poor and come out rich. That's not the way it should work. It just, what does that old lady would say? She goes, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works. It is, but it shouldn't be. And I think that we need to put a lot of pressure on our existing officials and make sure they understand that we are watching them, and that we, if Al Jazeera, for God's sake, can see this about our country, then we should be able to see it. All right, coming up next, we've got the Grand Council with Dale Jackson and Jeff Poore. Looking forward to it, and we'll be right back.